The land that the Moriah is on was gifted by three families. Many people seem to think that they are part and parcel of the allocation of the reserves. The Moriah was gifted. That land was individually owned, and it was gifted by three families, the Tehuka, the Teika, and the Solomon family. No? And that is where we have our Moriah Tuhu. The whare is called Mahanui, after a canoe. It's not so much after an ancestor. Mahanui is the canoe. That's why you see no carvings in it. So it has that concept of binding people together. Recognizing Māori as well. So it recognizes the whole of Ngāi, because Māori fished up the North Island from the south. So it doesn't have an ancestral name like a tūpuna. They refer to it as a whare tūpuna, the shape like that, but in fact it has a bigger image that shows the philosophies to the future. And so we didn't need to have a name for kikopu or the kitchen, because the whole building is called Mahanui. That is the canoe of Maui. So we all fit in it. And therefore it doesn't enhance anyone's particular genealogy. They know who we are. Tuahuriri, that's our hapu. And so we mihi from that point of view. Then we can mihi to the people, no matter where they come from in Te Ao Māori. Our relationship and our whakapapa to them, that comes from tātou te hungora, the living, person to person. But the house represents them all, embraces them all.